Walla Walla County has found permanent housing for 74% of the people who exited its homeless services system. That's data from the last fiscal year, according to the Washington Department of Commerce, and it's nearly twice the rate of the state as a whole. NWPB's Susan Chain joins me now from Walla Walla to discuss more. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Fenn.
So what's the key to the success in Walla Walla?
A lot of people credit it to collaboration. And I think a really big shift happened during the pandemic, because that's when Walla Walla County's Department of Community Health began holding these weekly meetings. And a lot of people kind of credited these weekly meetings with starting a culture shift in Walla Walla County. So, you know, there's not a lot of funding for homeless providers, homeless service providers. And, you know, people are kind of all competing for funding. But when the pandemic started, the county's Department of Community Health kind of saw that this was going to be a big challenge for the various shelter providers in the area. And so they began holding these weekly meetings. And it was kind of the first time that all the shelter providers had met together and talked through their struggles. Representatives from the city came too. There were even representatives from the hospital, kind of all these different groups that were dealing with the same challenge, and they all were able to talk through, you know, their highs and lows, their different strategies, you know, where they were getting funding, how they could kind of work together to solve this problem.
I want to talk about Walla Walla's low barrier homeless shelter. What are they? How do they compare to other shelters?
So low barrier basically means that for a person to be staying there, they don't have to be sober. They don't have to kind of attend any type of educational or religious programming. They don't have to have a job. They are able to just kind of show up as they are. They can also bring their pets. They can also live with partners. And the Walla Walla's Low Barrier Shelter, it houses about 60 people right now, and it's mostly in these individual huts, which are very kind of simple, bare bones huts. They're called Conestoga huts, after like the covered wagons that came out west. They're quick to build. They don't require a ton of materials. They are insulated. They basically just have room for one or two beds. There's a door, a small porch, a window, ventilation. But the big idea is to just get people out of the cold, get people out of the rain, so that all their clothes don't get wet, you know, and then they're able to not have to sleep outside. They can feel secure.
And talk about who you met over the course of your reporting affected by homelessness.
Matthew Kate was the main person who I worked with for this story, and he was really generous at this time and really generous with, you know, talking about everything he'd experienced and everything he was going or hoping to experience as well. Matthew did move into that apartment that I went with him to look at. He's really just grateful for the opportunity and is so excited to have his own shower for the first time in over a decade.
And this story was part of NWPB's Solutions Reporting. What is that? Why is that important to do?
Solutions Reporting tries to look at the responses to problems rather than just the problem. So rather than just saying, you know, homelessness is an issue here in Walla Walla, it looks at, well, how are people trying to solve that problem and are they succeeding?
And WPB's Susan Chain is in Walla Walla. Susan, thank you.
Thank you, Finn. Glad to be here.